Now, an international report has reignited fears New Zealand is relying too heavily on low-cost forests to absorb its carbon dioxide emissions. The OECD's economic survey says this country is unique in allowing unlimited tree planting to meet its climate goals instead of slowing emissions. Foresters, though, say they're not to blame. Climate correspondent Eloise Gibson reports.
The Emissions Trading Scheme, or ETS, is New Zealand's main tool for fighting climate change. Companies burning fossil fuels have to pay for their emissions by buying units, and often the units they buy come from planting trees. But right now, planting fast-growing pine trees looks set to be cheaper than actually cutting greenhouse gases into the 2030s. An OECD report says this is risky because trees don't last forever and it could create a boom-bust cycle in the carbon market. Lizzie Chambers of carbon trading platform Carbon Match remembers how under Labor the carbon market crashed on news of a sweeping review of forestry's role.
That ETS review sent shivers through all market participants. It really shook everybody.
National axed the review, but Lizzie Chambers says uncertainty persists because it hasn't addressed the problem. Now the OECD says it's time to end ongoing speculation. Simpson Grierson and ETS specialist Joanna Lim says National needs to tread carefully.
Any unformed rumours or ideas that are being played with just really undermine that need for certainty, and it just makes the whole landscape very uncertain for these people trying to operate in this forestry sector.
National is clearly aware of the issue. Climate campaigner Adam Curry obtained a briefing from Climate Change Minister Simon Watts to Christopher Luxon. It says without changes, the ETS will meet climate targets primarily by planting more pine trees with less action on transport and industry emissions. Adam Curry says that strategy makes no sense.
Relying on pine offsets ignores the actual problem that's fossil fuels by hollowing out rural communities and delivers them an avalanche of flood-induced slash every time climate fuel storms come around. But there's most definitely no hint, even a little glimmer of a hint, that this government is actually keen to focus instead of on climate action and less on offsets. You know, I've been searching for that hint and we've been hoping for it, but it hasn't been coming.
It's a conundrum for the government, which has said it will use the ETS as the main means to cut emissions. But it will also be aware that means higher carbon prices, which may raise living costs. Many farmers blame the ETS for driving farmland conversions to forestry, but foresters are understandably less keen on new limits. Elizabeth Haig of the Forest Owners Association says forests' role in lowering carbon prices has been overcooked. She says the bigger problem is the government giving away too many units to big emitters to protect their export competitiveness, another issue raised by the OECD and Climate Commission. Dr. Haig says all the flip-flopping is hurting the carbon market.
I think right now the market is really reactive. What would be really good is to see that we could get to a point where it's actually functioning as it's meant to and not just teetering back and forth based on what the latest policy announcement is.
As for the plan, Simon Watts has said the government will bring in rules outside the ETS, restricting what land can be planted in trees, but he's not ready to talk about these. For now, the uncertainty continues.
That was our climate correspondent Eloise Gibson.